Collecting DNA from a victim starts with an evidentiary exam. That's a special medical exam used to collect samples from a survivor's body, hair, and clothes. Those samples then go into a rape kit. The kit is a box filled with envelopes, vials, and instructions for the crime lab. It might contain clothing, samples of bodily fluid, hairs, fibers, stuff like that. Then the kit gets processed, and the DNA gets entered into a database with the DNA of other suspects from other crimes. These kits can make or break an investigation, but they're difficult to collect. The exam can be really hard on the victim, and the samples don't always get processed. There are at least 14,000 untested rape kits in police departments and crime labs across California. Ashley Clellan directs the Women and Gender Office at East Carolina University. She says the evidence collection process can have profound impacts on a survivor's mental well-being.
Getting a rape kit done is a very invasive procedure. And in my experience working with survivors, the vast majority of folks that report their sexual assault or go to the hospital to get a rape kit done are not doing it for them. They're doing it so that someone else won't have to experience what they've experienced. And so when we don't honor the sacrifice that they've made by doing that, it also creates this distrust of the legal system. It creates this distrust of police as not being an avenue that promotes healing, but it puts you through more trauma to then not get a result.